It's Tuesday, so let's find out who's happy, sad, red-eyed and looking towards the future with our armchair expert, Tom Fury. How are you, mate?
Oh, g'day, Bear. And it is easy to an extent to be happy when the footy is back.
So who is happy today?
Look, I would say footy fans in general, particularly those that won over the weekend. It's just good to be back, basically planning your weekend around when you're going to be in front of the telly. Saturday nights, there's nothing better than watching a game and falling asleep halfway through it.
I'm going to take a punt and say Parramatta fans of all are probably the happiest because at halftime they were miserable last Friday night.
They were terrible. And Blake Ferguson, you know, people who hate Blake Ferguson or hate players like him, you'll miss them when they're gone.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, you need to hate somebody. So you may as well hate somebody who's really good.
Yeah, he set up a fantastic try by doing what I've always encouraged others to do, to play to the whistle, and then also his own try, where he held out five Broncos and managed to plant it in the corner. You don't get any better than that.
I believe when he tells the story, there was six.
So who's sad this morning?
Oh, look, you know, first game of the season, if your team loses, well, you can cop that. But if they get flogged, the Tigers were poor the other night, and there's a few other teams that will be hanging their heads in shame.
The Dogs, I think, should be worried. Trent Barrett looked like a man without any answers, which is not good because it's only week one.
And Des Hasler, the man with the best hair in football, he'd be pulling it out.
Who couldn't be happier about Manly getting flogged in round one? I tell you what, if there are any Manly fans still listening to my show, it's a shock. Who's red-eyed this morning?
I watched that news over the weekend. The voice of motorsport, Murray Walker, passed away.
Oh, we grew up with his iconic voice in the 70s, 80s and 90s.
Yeah, the 12th man did a great version when he was saying, they're just going round and round and round. Oh, there's a crash. Thanks, because there's been nothing happening up until now.
That sums up motorsport in most ways, doesn't it, mate?
Yeah, but Murray Walker was the voice and such a distinctive voice. And quite often that gets pointed out, you know, that those sort of distinctive voices are going from sport, particularly in rugby league. They're being replaced by husky voices and guys who have been hitting the throat a few too times.
Yeah, I was going to say, mate, that's the thing. All those voices that Billy Birmingham used to make fun of, you'd be flat out, they all sound the same no matter what the sport these days.
They all sound like they're choking on a meat pie. Yeah,
that's true. And to finish off, who's looking towards the future?
Well, Singleton is the venue and single-minded is the target there.
Oh, we've got the A-plus contracting knockout rugby league competition this Saturday for all the minds. They put together 16 teams, winner takes all, and we will be broadcasting live from midday until 5 p.m. with everything on the sideline view. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it this Saturday.
A lot of comments concerning, well, he wishes he was still wearing his head hard hat from work today.
should also be aware, all the tickets have been sold, so the only way to catch up with the action is here on 981 2NM next Saturday.
Every shirt is illuminated.
Actually, yeah, they're all in fluoro orange, actually. That's not true at all.
It's hell, the referee.
You in the orange. Hello? All right, Tom, thank you for that. We will catch up and talk more sport next week.
No worries, Bear. Catch you, mate.